I'm Rona Tarrant. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has said the Trump administration will withhold funding from foreign non-governmental organizations that give money to foreign groups that perform abortions. The move builds on a 2017 announcement by the Trump administration that it was reinstating and expanding the so-called Mexico City policy. The executive action dating back to 1984 requires foreign non-governmental organizations to refuse to perform abortions in exchange for receiving American funding. The director and editorial staff of a Vatican women's magazine have resigned, claiming a lack of support for open dialogue and for an editorial line run by women. But the editor of L'Osservatore Romano, the Vatican newspaper which publishes the magazine, countered that he'd given the staff the same total autonomy and freedom that marked its work since it began. Lucetta Scarafia, who's founder and director of the magazine Women Church World, said management at the newspaper had not shown support for the magazine's mission and had tried to weaken it. A county in New York State has declared a state of emergency following a severe outbreak of measles. Rockland County has barred unvaccinated children from public spaces after 153 cases were confirmed. The announcement follows other outbreaks of the disease in Washington, California, Texas, and Illinois. Vaccination rates have dropped steadily in the U.S., with many parents objecting for philosophical or religious reasons or because of misleading information. The Catholic bishops of England and Wales have said they're disappointed at the Royal College of Physicians' decision to drop its opposition to assisted dying and adopt a neutral stance following a controversial poll. The poll asked members whether the law should be changed and found 43% of respondents were opposed, but the college said it would change the stance unless a 60% majority were for or against. A group of four doctors had filed a legal challenge but were told it would not be accepted. Google has launched a global advisory council to offer guidance on ethical issues relating to artificial intelligence, automation, and related technologies. The firm said the panel consists of eight people and will consider some of Google's most complex challenges. Google has come under intense criticism over how it plans to use emerging technologies. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.